The central bank's authorization of documentation issued to investors in Israeli bonds that expires today. The bank has been under intense pressure from campaigners and opposition to refuse to rubber stamp prospectuses issued by Israel. But the bank says it's legally obliged to approve them if they meet requirements. We're joined by our economic and public affairs editor, David Murphy. Tell us more, David, will you, about the background to this saga and how the Irish Central Bank is centrally involved here?
Well, Mary, what happens is that countries usually borrow money by issuing bonds. And in Europe, the documentation regarding those bonds has to be approved by a regulator. This, in the case of Israel, when they're raising money in Europe, what happened in the past was the UK approved the documentation for the bonds. When the UK left the EU during Brexit, that job fell to Ireland. So now the Irish Central Bank is approving what's called prospectus and for the Israeli government when Israel is raising money. And effectively that prospectus outlines what are the risks if people lend money to Israel.
The central bank is saying they're legally obliged to approve them, but that doesn't sit well with campaigners and opposition. What are they saying?
Well, what they're saying is that effectively an arm of the Irish state is involved in approving fundraising for Israel. And the way Israel is approaching this is that on the website of their agency, which sells bonds, it does say that some of this money is going to be used for its military action. So campaigners are saying that effectively the Irish Central Bank is facilitating Israeli war bonds right across the EU. And it's coming up obviously everywhere. We've seen a private member's motion from Sinn Féin in relation to this earlier during the year. The Social Democrats are taking a legal action in the High Court in relation to this. We saw it come up yesterday in Electric Picnic, where NECAP said on stage that Ireland shouldn't be involved in this and the central bank should be blocked from approving these prospectuses.
Anything further from the central bank on this now?
So now the question really is, what's the central bank going to do now? Obviously, there's enormous political pressure regarding this. While the government has backed the central bank's position that they have a legal obligation to approve these prospectuses, it's reached a point now where the existing approval expires today. So the question is now, has Israel approached the Irish Central Bank for a future approval, and what is the Irish Central Bank going to do? Last night, the Central Bank wouldn't comment on whether or not they'd been approached by Israel again. However, it's worth saying that in all of this, the government has stood with the Central Bank and said that it is legally obliged to approve this documentation, which is used by Israel for raising money. And Israel is saying that this is being used in relation to its military action in Gaza.
David Murphy, thank you very much for that explainer there. And after the break, we'll hear about an earthquake in Afghanistan where 600 or more are dead.